Hello, Marvel fans, and welcome to another episode of Stand Up and Marvel. In today's episode, we're doing a quick reaction video for the new Thor Love and Thunder trailer that dropped, what was it, 2 days ago?
Monday, yep.
Yeah. So Monday the 18th. So we're just going to get straight into it.
Finally here!
These hands were once used for battle. Now they're but humble tools for peace. I need to figure out exactly who I am. I want to choose my own path. Live in the moment. Superheroing days are over. She got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky. Remember what I told you? You ever feel lost? Just look into the eyes of the people that you love. Me?
What?
Oh, just listening.
Yes.
All right. So let's start from the top, shall we?
Sure. Why don't you just keep it muted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just lower that bad boy. Maybe just a little bit. So, awesome, awesome shot of him growing up and running through. Love that.
I wonder if those actors only got those few seconds in the film.
Probably. So let's talk about him planting.
Oh yeah, that didn't even really occur to me until now. Because that's part of Groot, so I guess that could grow into another Groot, right?
I suppose.
It's like, from what I read, like, the Groot that we have now, the, like, teenage, I guess he's older than teenager now, but that Groot, I think, is a different one from the Groot from the first Guardians movie.
Right.
Because that's kind of, like, how they breed, like, asexually, but... Okay. Kind of differently, photosynthetically.
So maybe this is where we're not scientists, but he looks like he's trying to save what he can of Groot's kind by maybe
different kind,
just making more or expanding and enhancing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
I love this, like, I'm just trying to find myself. My superheroing days are over. I just want to find out who I am.
I was honestly kind of upset about that. It's like, I hope he's not actually hanging up, but I mean, I guess they have to step aside to let people, you know, other people take over and take up the fight and whatnot, but I don't know, I don't want to lose Thor.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Or at the very least, I want, just, I don't know. I'm just not really satisfied with that explanation of why he's moving on. He just doesn't want to be a superhero anymore. I mean, Iron Man's exit was so epic. And Captain America's was very fitting. You know, I'm not feeling this. I mean, we'll see when the movie comes out, because apart from that, everything else looks awesome to me. So I still have very high hopes for it.
You think that you're saying that you think there's a chance that this could be his exit?
I mean, he said his superheroing days are over.
So yeah,
that very much sounds like an exit to me.
Right, but you know, it's a movie. So I think the beginning he's going to be in that phase, and then the events of the film are going to bring him back into it, whether he likes it or not. And he's going to realize that he can't escape it. It's a part of who he is. He needs to be there to help.
Maybe. And given that we have Jane Foster coming in, and given that he's been around almost as long as Iron Man and Captain America, and they were both retired.
Sure.
You know, it's about time for him to hang it up too. And he's had more solo movies than Iron Man. Well, I mean, after this one comes out, he will have had more than Iron Man. So,
yeah, and Captain that's America, true.
Actually, they both had three.
Sure. So I'm actually on the complete opposite side of this. I think this is far from his exit. I think that this is a reinvigorated Thor again, for what we can call it a second time. And I think that he's here to stay. I see him being Thor at least through this saga, at least. And I could be completely off, but I don't see his contract going up. I don't see him doing something aside from being Thor when he's called upon to do it. I mean, it's an incredible role and he crushes it. Plus he's a god. So he should be around for a good amount of time. I understand why it would make sense to have an exit, but I don't know. I don't sense that here. I just sense it more for the story purpose of this film, you know?
And we'll see. It feels like an exit to me. I'm hoping I'm wrong, and don't move from that frame there.
I'm not. I was about to say.
Do you see what's written on his hat?
Yeah, so he crossed it out, and it says Strongest Avengers.
Strongest? Oh, it's just strong. Oh, it's Strongest would make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
What did it say before that?
I don't know. It's really hard to make out.
Anyway, love that reference.
Mm-hmm. I love the chain work. You know, he's burning that tummy he got from, you know, I love this shot, just him down here. It's just hitting the. And who is this? So who is? It looks like a god, or not really a god, because it looks like someone that's been completely chained up and left to die, chained all over it. I think it could just be in a random spot he found, and he's just using it for his advantage to work out. I think it's hilarious. It looks awesome.
Just hit the it does, chain. Yeah. I want to know the story there. I'm sure we could find it with a quick Google search, but yeah, off the top of my head, I have no idea who that is.
Let's just hit it one more time. And this is obviously the part when they realize he's not out of shape anymore. He's back to the Thor that they met, you know, in Infinity War. Because he just
Quill's like, oh, can't hold that over his head anymore.
Yep. Here we go. Yep. He's
I'm
back. Okay. Yeah, I'm back. This is definitely the I'm back, everybody. And I love how he just throws it goes on whoever it looks like is like the king or queen of these people. Yeah. Just completely goes over. And quick shot of Groot and Rocket.
He's grown a bit. Yes. He's definitely taller than he was.
I would agree with that. Yeah. So they're running to go to the action. And he's hitting the cold shoulder, walking the other direction, and they're out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know what's going on there.
Right? This is the same like vortex, flight, time continuum, whatever you want to call it, that we saw in Volume 2. They're cutting when through each.
Like the wormhole.
Wormhole, yep. So it looks like they're continuing to use that, their advantage to get around. I really want to know what place this is. I feel like they deleted some stuff from the trailer because all it is just scrap on the ground. Like, is this Sakaar now?
I was just going to say, Sakaar had a lot of scrap, but...
There were a lot of skyscrapers and things around, you know? For this one, if you really look at it, it just looks like more rock and barren and, you know, orange trees. Sakaar's
a whole planet, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a different part of the planet. But that's fair. We have those, like, blue... people.
That's true. I mean,
there were blue people on in Thor Ragnarok, right? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I don't know. There was a lot in Ragnarok.
There's a lot of diversity in that movie.
For sure. So two things from this shot. Who was deleted right here on the left of Thor?
That's a good point.
And look at Korg's pants.
I know. That's great. I love it. Tim is going to be very happy. It looks like Korg is going to have a pretty big role.
Absolutely. Yep. Him and Taika. Yep, and he has some rope. He's holding some rope.
Looks like he's holding on to something. It's probably the, what's called, the, like, stags.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks like Thor has his own, yeah, we'll see it. He has his own cruiser with the stags, with the goats. They look like goats, too. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, who's deleted from this scene to the left?
Yeah.
Jane? The one thing I'm gonna say from this trailer that it sets this trailer apart for me than the other Marvel trailers is I feel like they did a really good job in this one crisscrossing act 1, 2, and 3 across the whole trailer, that it's really hard for me to kind of like figure out where each part lands, right? Or is that just me?
Yeah, definitely. Because even that moment when Thor threw off his shirt to show that he was like in shape. Like the moment before that with Quill looking up, you know, presumably at him on the rock and then him throwing the shirt, Quill was in a very different position in those two shots. So those do not happen like one after the other, like they're like they make it seem. So yeah, definitely out of order. Just I'm fine with that.
100%. Yeah, I just wanted to make acknowledge that because that's awesome. I feel like they should keep doing that. Just keep throwing us off in the trailers. Mm-hmm. We'll find out.
But yeah, I definitely don't think it's Jane. Oh, there they are. What are those?
I mean, oxen or what am I saying? I don't know. They look like goats to me. This is definitely his ship, though. You see the graffiti? Graffiti like laminate sign. A cocktail. I did see this online that's actually from the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise. This cocktail light is the same one from the movie. The movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah, I like that.
They gotta have their pop culture, you know what I mean? Okay. So it was goats.
Yeah, it's just goats.
Okay. What a shot. So is this some version?
That's like Olympus.
I was about to say, right? Olympus. Yep. Olympus. That's what I think it is too. Yeah, the Marvel's Olympus.
So they're going to be on multiple planets in this movie. So they're on Olympus and whatever other planet they were on before that, because it definitely doesn't look like the same planet. And we can see them, you know, traveling through a wormhole. So, you know, it's going to start somewhere. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go, because he's going to start as Fat Thor. Right. And then something's going to happen. He's going to train. You know, it's going to be something that motivates him to do that. And then at some point in the movie, they'll change. And I'm guessing they're going to. I don't know if they're ever going to be on Olympus, because I think the whole deal with Olympus might just be with Gore and Zeus, and maybe they'll never actually make it to Olympus. We'll see some stuff going on Olympus, but I don't know if Thor and the Guardians are ever going to go there.
So that,
you know, because they're like going after Gore, and Gore is, you know, hunting the gods. So yeah, he'll be on Olympus, but he's going to be traveling the universe, I'd imagine, to hunt all of them down. So he's probably not going to be there for long. Although there are quite a few gods on Olympus.
Oh, yeah. So that shot, I think, I'm just assuming that shot of them leaving is the last shot we're going to have of the Guardians. I think that's them. Peace. We'll see you in the holiday special, everybody. I at least take that shot as that. That's like an end, like the last frame of them leaving. But who knows? They could leave and come back. They're doing a great job making us guess. So this shot right here, you see something zooming in. Do you think that's just Thor's ship? Like it can beam really quick we used the Bifrost with this, with the Stormbreaker?
I mean, if it was Bifrost, it would be coming from up above. Yeah, I was thinking that was just him throwing Mjolnir, just because of the angle. And that's not necessarily what it would look like, but I mean, based on the comics, he is able to travel very, very, very fast. So, I mean, it's, you know, it could feasibly look like that. Or maybe that's Zeus, like, riding a lightning bolt or something. I don't know. Not really confident about what that is. And also, speaking of Mjolnir, it's back, right?
I know, we're going to talk about that. Well, that's why I think the biggest,
I guess,
I think the biggest conversation piece of this whole thing is going to be the last shot we see. Sure. So right, we'll
circle back to that.
Yeah, I don't know who that could be. I mean, could that even be Captain Marvel? Whooping in?
I'd say unlikely. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
This is so funny.
I'm gonna say no. Yeah, and what's with that kiss? Isn't he with Jane?
Well, no, they're not together anymore. They haven't been for a while. This is like so funny, like this like pirate style. No, I don't think so. Because they talked about it, like they broke up and that was it at Ultron.
Yeah, but I thought in Ragnarok they got back together.
They didn't talk about it. Jane wasn't mentioned in Ragnarok at all.
Or Dark World. They got back together.
Oh, Dark World, I don't remember but that was before Ultron. Right? Now I'm second guessing myself.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was because Ultron's the end of phase 2.
Okay. So, yeah, then I guess they are broken up.
So we have some Kraken back here.
Some
Kraken action.
Awesome.
Yeah. But this looks like maybe some sort of dream state or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's funny and goofy, though. I love it. See, this is a Bifrost coming out of Stormbreaker. So that's why I feel like he's using it to travel, like with his ship, because this looks like he's on his ship. Like you see the lights back there. Yeah. I think this is one of the last shots of the movie. Yeah. This is definitely his new outfit for post Love and Thunder. I think this is his official armor now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's interesting. Because we were talking in a previous episode about what was going on in Infinity War when Thor showed up. Because the Bifrost was gone at the time, pretty sure. And, you know, Heimdall wasn't there. There was nobody, even if the Bifrost was around, there was nobody actually, like, manning it. And somehow they made it from... I don't remember the name of the dying star that they were at, but they were at that star and then he was at Earth in a matter of seconds. So it was as if they were moved by Bifrost, but it didn't make any sense. So I guess Stormbringer must have brought them there. And the shot maybe confirms that.
Yeah, that's what I take from it. I mean, we'll see. But it looks like this is so funny. We don't even get the face. Like, they just show us the side of him. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, yep.
This is so good. Him high-fiving Quark. Like, obviously, Quark is going to be in the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Big shot here. Big shot. So, this is actually a pitch-perfect, straight-from-the-comic shot. I saw it yesterday or today, back to back with the comic version and this, which is awesome. And this is a god back here. I don't know the name of it. I forgot the name of it. This is insinuating that he's on the tail of Gore. Gore just killed this god. And there's evidence. And this is a really big shot. Literally and figuratively, like it's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Remember what I told you. Okay. Let's take a second here. So, of course, human beings, because we, you know, the MCU still takes part on Earth. You got to be accurate to what human beings would do. Doesn't change the human being's nature if we're in the MCU. Of course, human beings would use New Asgard as the next hot tourist location to just bombard with cruises and New Asgard tours. You see the van coming in. What a mess.
I mean, they gotta eat, right? They gotta get their money from somewhere.
It's true, but what a mess. What a mess.
How much everybody loves Thor. I mean, they've talked about it multiple times in the movies. Everybody loves Thor.
Yeah, it's so true. It
makes sense that people would want to visit.
Everyone's coming out, even though most likely he's not even here. Mm-hmm. And so this looks like, this is the Renewal Energy Conference. You can see on the right on the banner. Looks like they're starting to get political up in New Asgard. I mean, it's part of, you know, everything. So naturally that would happen. She looks like she's over it. Not having it.
Not happy with her current position.
Not happy with King Valkyrie. And here we have Meek.
Oh yeah,
Meek. Back in action, baby. Back in action in a suit. So, all right. Consulate for New Asgard. I'm feeling it. Gorgeous shot right here.
Who do we have going there? So we got Thor and Korg.
Bet Jane.
Those other two. That's Jane?
Yeah, 100%. The red. Thor, Jane.
And then 100%. Who's on the left? Is that the chick from the boat?
I think that this is just a representative for... I think this is a representative for wherever they are. We can just call it Olympus. And I think it's a representative on the right. I think two people are bringing them in to go see Zeus. That's my guess. So Korg, Jane, Thor. That's why I also think that Jane's the one that's edited out of that shot with Korg and Thor saying goodbye, which doesn't make sense though, because you're right, because they're messing with our heads. Like he just lost his weight. So that would be in the beginning of the movie. Who knows? And then they do it. They bring us right back to the Guardians to just totally throw us off. Because this looks like in a completely, like he doesn't have his jacket on or any, like this is completely different than before. So here we have the Guardians again.
But Gamora. Gamora. At this point.
Yep. Still looking for her, which I definitely thought was going to be a huge plot point of Volume 3. But what is that brace on his arm? On his wrist?
Good question. I have no idea. I guess we'll see.
It looks like everyone has a couple upgrades. She also has a jewel on her head, on her forehead, Mantis, to maybe channel her power more.
Yeah.
Rocket looks about the same, just a little bit older, I guess, maybe. Groot definitely grew.
A little taller.
Yeah. Nebula is about the same. And it's so funny.
I love that moment. So good.
So you're right. You called it. Now that we saw this back-to-back, that first shot where he turns and he walks away when they're going to fight was like a canyon planet with, not a canyon planet, but like looked like red and desert kind of. And then now we're back to the debris, which looks like honestly Sakaar decimated. Yeah. That's just me.
Yeah, so who knows how many planets we're going to be on. I mean, those could be the same planet, just different area.
It's true. You're right.
We'll see. Just listening.
It's away. Just listening.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. It's back.
So we get Mjolnir back, which means that they found the shattered pieces from when Hela destroyed it, and they reassembled it, because the last time we saw Mjolnir, Thor gave it to Steve, and he brought it back in time. the correct location.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
I think she's a variant. And I know it's a little crazy because we're going to be overcumbered with variants. It's going to happen, right? I mean, we have Doctor Strange. We just had Loki. We had No Way Home. I'll tell you the reason why I think that she is a variant.
Yeah.
I think that Jane has passed away in our MCU. And I think that this Jane, in her universe, Thor died to Gore the God Butcher. Murdered him. Decimated him. And I think she became the new Thor. And I think in their universe, Mjolnir was recreated for her. So I think she is going to a different universe to try to save all the Thors from Gore the God, Gore the God Butcher. So the same fate doesn't happen that did on her universe.
And what makes you think that?
Because I my gut tells me that this is not our Jane. I don't know why. I just feel like it makes sense plot-wise. But also, if you look at the comics, there's a way plot-wise that they can bring it forward, because the story comic books is that she became terminally ill and the Thor wasn't worthy anymore, which I don't think is going to be the case in this movie. He wasn't worthy anymore. So then Mjolnir went over to her and essentially saved her life, but came at a cost, because every time she would become Thor, Mighty Thor, it would kill her more as a regular human being. So every time she would keep transitioning to Thor, she would die a little bit more and more and more. And it was like really tragic and like emotional. And I think that that isn't what they're going for in this movie. I think that they're going for fun, crazy, different change of pace of Multiverse and Madness. And that's my only reasoning. I just think that story-wise, it kind of just makes sense for her to be a variant coming in to help Thor fight Gore the God Butcher in our universe. I could be completely wrong by this, but that's just my guess.
I don't know.
It's just my guess. It could be they could.
If that's the case, they could very well have messed with the editing again and put all those cracks on Mjolnir, even though they're not actually there.
Yes, just to exactly. Make us think. Yep, exactly. And that's what I'm thinking too. That they edited that to throw us off, to us thinking, and that's to us thinking that she's a variant and thinking she's just the regular Jane that we've had.
Yeah.
But this, obviously, I would assume that this is Act 3, and this looks like new Asgard's being overrun. But it could be somewhere else. But in the background, it kind of looks like it could potentially be new Asgard.
Yeah, it definitely looks like Earth.
Right? So, yeah. Gore the God Butcher and his minions.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see if you're right in July.
I don't know. And she has blonde hair. I mean, I get it. She could have different hair in the future. But I feel like they kind of make it a point, like, she looks different. But I could be completely missing the mark on this. I don't know.
All right, cool. So that's our reaction to the first late to arrive, but finally here, Thor Love and Thunder.
It's true.
Teaser trailer. So we're really excited for it. When we talked about our the upcoming movies for this year, this was our most anticipated. For me, I think it's dropped, but it's mostly because of all the hype around Multiverse of Madness. I'm just so excited for that movie.
Of course.
I'm still very excited for this, but that's probably number two for me now.
Fair. I think, but I thought that was when we did it. I thought Multiverse was number one. And then Thor was number two. I'm pretty sure you're good. You're still on the same path. I'm pretty sure Multiverse was number one for you.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess it hasn't changed. I don't know.
All right, we hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Catch you next time.